Sibylla Geiger is her name, and she's made sound portraits of 9 European cities, including Rome, Amsterdam, Warsaw, and Zurich. Here's how the Swiss German city sounded to her ears, first of all. That's just a short clip of the Zurich city portrait. There's many more minutes to that. It's about 5 minutes long. It's all quite different. But basically, I listened to that and I wondered what all the different sounds meant. So I went round to Sibylla Geiger's studio, invited, and asked her what her city portraits were all about.
Europe is a very interesting continent. It has changed so much within the last decades. And I wanted to find out a bit more about all the new countries, the split-up countries in ex-Yugoslavia or that grew independent from Russia. And, of course, I travel more with my ears than with my eyes. That's my character. I don't see very well, so I travel with my ears. And that's how the question came up. How does a city sound like?
How did you decide which sounds you wanted to put into the portraits?
The sounds had to be very concise and, of course, represent the town. I mean, there are sounds, they're always the same, like traffic. But there are specific sounds, like a seagull can be very interesting because it says you are near the coast.
Going back to the Zurich one in particular, I heard a lot of alarm bells. I also heard some ticking, which I could maybe understand, and lots of different numbers. What do all these sounds mean?
Zurich is like a big office, you know, services. We offer services here. It's a fast and very business-like town, and the numbers represent that, the typing machine sounds and computer sounds. And I was at this Zürichfest. That's why it's full of fireworks, party things. And so it depends, of course, when I record. Like in Rome, they had a 500th anniversary of the Swiss Guard that weekend when I was there. And that's probably why Rome sounds a bit military.
Quite a few of our listeners come from England, so the Manchester one was quite interesting.
It's a very innovative town, but you can't see that at the beginning when you're in the center. You think, oh, it's British, it's conservative, and you know, all these old hotels. But as far as you go out and see all the new areas, it's a very modern town and very full of energy.
So, put the camera down is her motto. Try using your ears instead. If you want to listen to more of Sibylla Geiger's city portraits, go and have a look at her website. It is SibyllaGeiger.com. Click on projects there. We'll try and get a link up on our website as well.
Loving the sound of my home city there, Manchester. Dance music. Very famous for dance music, Manchester. I can imagine why she would have chosen that pumping sound of the modern city. The first modern city in the world, Manchester. First industrialised city.
You're a proud resident, and that's what she was trying to capture. You know, there's industrial sounds at the beginning, and then she's saying as you go further out, you see this whole kind of new scene. There's music and fashion, dance music, and that's what the portraits are about, you know, capturing a kind of journey through the cities and the different sides there are to them.
I've heard a few of them, and they're really good. Particularly, I love the one of Amsterdam, because that, again, really captures Amsterdam. There's bike bells ringing, and there's sounds from the red light district. It's great.
Yes. That one made me laugh. Perhaps a little bit too adult to play at breakfast time in places, but yeah, they've all got sort of certain little bits about them that reach out to each person, I think. They are personal portraits, you know, it's her impression. But I think if you know a city, you can listen out for sounds and you think, yeah, I heard that sound. I recognise that place.